And now it's time for
three things you need to know
this morning.
1, 2, 3.
In case you didn't know, Charcoaler is coming back. Yes! Oh, I'm so excited. I can't hardly stand it. I'm already drooling.
Yeah.
Okay, here's what happened.
Okay.
Some very sharp-eyed people noticed yesterday that on the marquee, because the Charcoaler, it just pretty much closed their doors, but it's been up and the sign is still up and everything. And it used to say, thanks for 56 years, in business or something like that. And then yesterday, the sign changed to opening soonish. So somebody bought it.
Yeah.
It's the people that own Toro Burger and the people who own Wing Daddy's.
Mm-hmm.
And they're working together. And they bought the whole thing like the owners asked them to do. And they're going to use the same recipes, everything. But they said that they are going to have some different other fun things happening too.
Uh-huh.
I don't care. As long as I get my number three order of fries and large lemon Coke, I don't care.
Yeah, and they were very specific too. They said the changes would be to the property.
Right,
but the recipes were going to remain the same.
The same thing. So yeah, good news about that. Okay, so we told you earlier in the news about the downtown arena not being able to be used for sports, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can get all those details online at CaselPaso.com, or you can wait till the 7 o'clock news and I'll tell you some more about it. But here's the thing that most people are noticing. In the judge's paperwork, she puts the actual ballot language for the downtown arena and all the other stuff that was in that particular piece of the quality of life bond election.
Mm-hmm.
And in it, it says cultural center. It says nothing about Hispanic or Mexican American cultural center.
Right.
And everybody's going, okay, so we don't need to have a Hispanic or a Mexican American cultural center.
Yeah.
And if you're going to be a stickler about what we can use the arena for, then we don't want you using any more than the $6 million that was allotted for that either.
Hey, didn't we have this conversation last week?
Yeah.
That's what we were saying
last
week.
We're like, hey, how is it that these guys are going to get $35 million?
Right. Right.
20 of it that they supposedly, allegedly were gonna raise.
Right, yeah.
But they're like $60,000 in the hole.
Uh-huh. We didn't vote for that. So
no.
We shouldn't have that either.
I agree. And if we're going to stick to what the ballot language said, the ballot language said cultural center for $6 million.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. Okay.
So
right
now
on,
everybody who's for the downtown arena is like, hold on, hold on.
So, okay, so here's the score. Here's the score as I see it. Grammar 2, City of El Paso, 0.
Right? And the last thing you need to know about is Cam Newton. He plays for the Carolina Panthers. He's the quarterback. Yesterday, he was in a news conference, and a female reporter, Jordan Rodriguez, asked how he felt about wide receiver Devin, is his name Funchess?
I don't know. I don't follow the Panthers.
Okay. Well, she asked about him being more physical when running his routes. Well, Cam had quite the interesting reaction to that question.
I know you take a lot of pride in seeing your receivers play well. Devin Funchess has seemed to really embrace the physicality of his routes and getting those extra yards. Does that give you a little bit of an enjoyment to see him kind of truck sticking people out there?
It's funny to hear a female talk about routes. Like, it's funny.
Oh, my God.
So he got a lot of flack for that sexist remark, huh?
What is this, 1835 or something?
I
my
don't
God.
Think that's funny at all. I find that quite sexy.
Well,
baby. Talk to me about deep routes next.
Well, some people were like, dude, really? The NFL said his comment was completely wrong and inappropriate. And then somebody asked the female reporter, hey, did you get a chance to talk to him after the press conference? And she said, I spoke with him after, and it only got worse. And she says, I'm not going to share what was said because I have an actual job to do today.
Yeah.
And he's not going to keep me from doing that job.
I love it. Yeah. He must have said, that's adorable.
I know, something stupid like that. What an
idiot.
How
long did it take you to look up that question?
I know, right? Exactly. Did your man give you that question? Dude, what an idiot.
All right, Cam. Stick to running and throwing, bro.
Right?